Well, now to a closely watched congressional race in Northern Virginia. Republican incumbent Barbara Comstock is fighting to hang on to a district where President Trump is unpopular and she's had to keep distancing herself from him. Comstock's vulnerability has led to a flood of well-funded Democratic opponents for the June 12th primary. As Patrick Madden of member station WAMU reports, their biggest challenge may be keeping the focus on the incumbent.
Virginia's 10th district has been held by Republicans for nearly four decades. But like the rest of Northern Virginia, it's been trending bluer each cycle.
This is a district that Hillary Clinton won by 10 points.
That's Lindsay Davis Stover, one of the Democrats running for the seat.
There is absolutely no way to take back the House without coming through the streets of Virginia 10. And Virginia 10 residents know that.
Earlier this month, Stover and her five opponents met for a candidates' forum at a fancy Italian restaurant in Tyson's Galleria, a high-end shopping mall once dubbed the Rodeo Drive of the East Coast. Virginia's 10th is a wealthy district, with a higher median income than any other congressional district outside of California's 17th, Silicon Valley.
How are you engaging younger voters and bringing them into the field?
There were no verbal fireworks at the recent candidates' breakfast. In truth, the six Democrats don't disagree on much in terms of policy or politics, but their backgrounds are vastly different. An Army veteran, a scientist, a prosecutor, a PR pro, a human trafficking expert, and a Virginia state senator. The challenge facing all of them, how do you separate from the pack? One candidate relied on an undercover video. Dan Helmer, the Army veteran, made national headlines a few weeks back for a video he shot, which highlighted Virginia's so-called gun show loophole. The video shows him buying an AR-15 without a background check in under 10 minutes.
It's an incredibly dangerous piece of weaponry that's meant for war.
Gun policy has emerged as a top issue for the Democrats running. They believe Comstock's support from the NRA could hurt her among the district's suburban voters. And the candidates are also fighting amongst themselves over the issue. Helmer has criticized one of his opponents for supporting a legislative deal that created tougher gun laws for domestic abusers and in return expanded gun rights for concealed carry permit holders.
Yeah, it's been called a compromise. It wasn't a compromise vote. We need legislators who don't have a history of supporting liberalizing concealed carry laws. This isn't about knocking people down. This is about making sure that we elect candidates who are going to fight for our values.
The fellow Democrat Helmer is criticizing is State Senator Jennifer Wexton. She's considered the frontrunner in the race and the only one with experience in elected office.
I'm the only candidate in this race who has a record, and that record is that I have had a failing grade from the gun lobby. I've never taken a dime from the gun lobby, and I've been endorsed by the coalition to stop gun violence.
Virginia's 10th is the quintessential Washington district that benefits from both direct and indirect federal government spending. Trump's call to drain the swamp doesn't exactly resonate here. Most of the country's biggest defense companies, IT firms, and government contractors call Northern Virginia home. At the forum, the candidates pledge to fight proposed budget cuts and layoffs and what they see as Trump's radical reshaping of many federal agencies. Candidate Julia Biggins is a doctor specializing in infectious diseases.
Given the events of the last year and the way the Trump administration is so dismissive of science, really frightened me as to what is going to happen to science in this country.
The showdown in Virginia's 10th district is expected to draw a lot of attention and money from the national parties this fall, and already donations are pouring in from around the country. The six Democratic candidates, most of them political newcomers, have raised a combined $4.5 million. It's a big amount, nearly double what Comstock has raised so far. Some, like Allison Friedman, an ex-State Department official, have already bought TV spots, criticizing the incumbent.
I approved this message because my opponent, Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, sold our kids' safety to the NRA. I'm running to take it back.
As the June 12th primary gets closer, the question is whether this crowd of well-funded candidates keeps the focus on Comstock or turns on each other. As the forum wrapped up, Sherry Lejeune, a longtime Democratic activist in the district, stayed to talk with the candidates.
The 10th is unique. All of our people are pretty much the same in terms of, wow, I wish I could vote for all of them.
Her biggest concern, her top issue, which one will be the best at taking on Comstock? The Republican eked out a tough win 2 years ago. Democrats don't want to let another chance go by. For Here and Now, I'm Patrick Madden.